I was starved, beaten, and tortured in a Vietnamese POW camp. I spent the last 30 years of my life, death, thinking, stalking, hunting, tracking down that man right over there. The rattlesnake who shot us full force into the war in Vietnam for no reason except to oblige the people who put him into office. The 36th President of the United States of America, Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, or as his Mexican hussies probably called him, LBJ. And I always knew that the day I caught up to him, slowly I'd turn, step by step, inch by inch. I would walk right up to that old turd, grab him by the throat, and say, LBJ, I'm gonna kill you! Here's just one little fact that I overlooked. I'm already dead, boy. Kinda dampened my plan some.
If you prick me, I won't bleed. If you strike me, I won't cry.
And if I ram this knife through your throat,
I'll chew it up and spit it right back in your eye. He don't know what to say now, does he? Just standing there with that dumb, confused look on his face, like the dumb, confused piss brain that he is. Spent the last 30 years doing nothing but getting himself ready for this moment, and then in 5 seconds he found out that he's just as useless and pathetic in this world as he was in the last one. And like all them other unknown soldiers, since he can't accept the responsibility for his own futile existence, he wants to lay the blame on me.
My futile existence? You gotta go, buddy. I had a life. I had plans.
I can only imagine what them grand plans were. He's probably gonna open up a candy store in his hometown.
I was gonna take over my old man's hardware store back in my hometown.
And he's probably gonna marry the girl next door.
I was gonna marry Connie, the girl I loved since I was 5 years old.
And he was gonna have 2.3 little babies, live in a pink house next to a lake.
We were gonna buy a house near the water, have a couple of kids.
He's right. The human race truly lost a valuable and unique commodity when they lost him. You know? Your kids would have been poor and stupid, you know that?
That don't matter. I would have loved them the way my pa loved me. Hey, maybe what I wanted wasn't anything fancy or special, but it was a plan, it was a dream, and you had no right to take my dream away.
You know, I am getting a little tired of having to repeat this, but the fact is, I committed American forces to Vietnam for a dozen different reasons, including and especially because we were trying to stop the communists from taking over the world. Had absolutely nothing to do with you, personally, or any of them other renegade dipshits who are always following me around here.
No, we were just dung under your feet. We were nameless, faceless, 18-year-old kids who were cut off before we ever got to be adults.
People who live on top of gas stations shouldn't throw matches at their neighbors, boy. What are you doing now, anyway? Were you a conscientious objector? Maybe you were a company chaplain or an altar boy.
I was a gunner.
A gunner. Let's see. That means one of them guys who goes around shooting people, don't it? Or should I say shooting nameless, faceless 18-year-old kids who got cut off before they ever got to be adults?
When you're in the field, it's kill or be killed. I did what I had to do to stay alive.
Same way I did.
No. I did it so I wouldn't get shot into little pieces. You did it for your own personal power. If Kennedy had pulled us out of Vietnam like he planned to, you would have still been a rich, important vice president, living in a big, fancy house with your big, fancy family. But you weren't happy with that. No, you had to have the top spot. You promised them that if they got Kennedy out of the picture, you'd give them the war that they wanted. And you didn't give a shit how many innocent people you had to pawn off to do it.
Hey! Who's this peckerhead think he is anyway, Oliver Stone? Let me give you a lesson in the ways of the world, boy. Not that that's going to help you much here and now. The strong and the smart come out on top. And the weak and the stupid, well, nobody really gives a shit about. I knew I could never beat Nixon back in 1960. We came off looking too much alike. Dick Nixon was oily. I was oily. He wasn't pretty in front of the cameras. I wasn't pretty in front of the cameras. The only difference between us was Nobody knew who the fuck I was. And he was already vice president, under a president that everybody liked. Even people who didn't like Ike thought they liked Ike because of that slogan stuck in everybody's mind. I like Ike. Nobody ever lost an election by overestimating the stupidity of John Q. America. Everyone in the United States Congress lives by that slogan, and it hasn't failed them yet. I knew I couldn't win, so instead I got that smooth-talking, morally upright Irish bastard who looked pretty in front of the cameras to go up against Nixon. And when they blew Kennedy away, I strolled through the side door.
Wait a minute. You're not saying that you set the whole thing up before Kennedy even got elected, that you planned to have him killed way back in 1960?
I'd like to take credit for having that much ingenuity, boy, but no. I didn't know a thing about Kennedy being assassinated. No, not at least until a couple of weeks before it happened. And even then, nobody came out and told it to me straight out. Well, the fact is, I was smart enough, strong enough to prosper from it. I was the only president to walk away from your sacred 60s without blood on my shirt, whether figurative or literal. So I don't know how you could even imagine that a dog soldier, a hardware store owner wannabe, an uneducated, unworldly, perfect portrait of a loser like you could beat me in any way.
Yeah, well, we're in a different place now, LBJ, and we have different rules. I might not be able to kill you, but I could sure send you to a place that's a lot worse than this.
Worse than hell? Where are you gonna send me, boy? Hoboken, New Jersey?
There's always some place worse. When I was in boot camp, I didn't think things could get any worse. Then I was in the middle of the war, and I didn't think it could get any worse than that until I got to that POW camp.
And you thought that was as bad as it could be, but now, looky here, you're in hell. You know, I've heard this song and dance time and time again. It is my destiny and my torture to be constantly harassed by you Vietnam casualties. And I've accepted this as a fact that I cannot change. But as far as going someplace worse than this, I think that's your destiny, son, not mine. Imbecile. A minute ago, he was walking and talking, seeing and hearing, and he wasn't in constant and excruciating pain. By my calculations, he should have counted his fortunes instead of spending time going after somebody smarter, stronger, and in a higher position than him. Little shit was right about one thing, though. There's always someplace worse you can be, and always somebody worse off than you. Well, Camp Town ladies, sing this song, yippee-dippee-doo, yippee-dippee-doo. Or Camp Town ladies, yabba-dabba-doo, fo-da-la-pa-pa. Gonna heck-a-ho, yicky-ducky-doo, lucky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-ducky-